If you need to travel around Texas, what you need is a Mooney. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into this Arrow News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Christy Cherry of Premier Aircraft Sales, where Christy has just come to work to handle Mooney sales in Texas. Christy has a very interesting background, and we wanted to get together and talk with her about it and about what lies ahead in her relationship with Premier Aircraft Sales. Christy, thanks very much for taking some time out to talk to our listeners today.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, how does a nice girl like you get involved with very fast airplanes?
Oh, I guess people always have asked me that question, and I say I think I was at the right time at the right place. A little bit about my background. I majored in accounting in college and worked for about 7 years as a tax consultant / tax accountant for Ernst & Young. And turned 30 years old and thought, you know what, life is short and I'm bored and I don't want to sit in an office working a 10-key the rest of my life. And always had a fascination for aviation, but didn't know much about it. Nobody in my family are aviators. So I decided to go out to my local airport and get my first Discovery flight. And after that was hooked, got my private pilot license. And then at the conclusion of that, moved to Florida and went to flight school to become an airline pilot.
Wow. So you're the classic drive-by, see the learn to fly here sign, pull in and take the lessons kind of person.
Yes. I thought, hey, I can drive a car pretty well. Surely I can fly an airplane.
Well, now you got it. You at least got as far as being an instrument CFI.
Yeah.
Why was it you didn't go on all the way to become an airline pilot?
Well, I was working as a flight instructor, as you just mentioned, and I had a couple of students that had a brand new Columbia 350 on order and wanted me to be their personal flight instructor. I didn't know much about the airplane. At that time, all I cared about was learning to go fly a CRJ at a regional airline, but started flying the airplane for them, fell in love with the aircraft, and knew the salesman, my good friend and mentor, Mark Aukers, who had sold them the airplane, and told Mark, hey, I'm available now to do ferry flights. I'm now an authorized instructor in the Columbia aircraft. Please use me. And he asked me to, if I ever thought about handling aircraft sales there in Kentucky, that they needed someone to cover that state. And at the time, I was living in Louisville, Kentucky. I didn't really have much of a sales background, but hey, I love the airplane. I like to talk to people. You know, the airplane practically sold itself. So started doing that job and fell in love with it and didn't realize, you know, when I started this whole career change that this type of job was out there.
Well, now, are you at all disappointed you didn't pursue your instruction all the way to the airline point? I mean, you now have enough hours that you could be considered for the right seat at a regional airline easily.
Yes, but making something like $18,000 or $20,000 a year. So I can't imagine now trying to go to a regional airline and living that lifestyle till you are able to make decent money for those first 5 years. So I can't see that. No, I don't. Definitely don't regret that. I'm having too much fun.
Well, just for the benefit of people who might consider the instructional part of aviation as a possible career course or even as a part-time thing for retirement or a second career, do you enjoy the instruction part?
I do enjoy the instruction part. I enjoy the I always enjoyed private, teaching people private and getting to see their expression on their face and discovery flights. That was always my favorite part of instructing. And I think instructing has changed some in the last couple of years, because when I was an instructor, that was when they were paying very low pay, and so people did view it as a stepping stone to just build time and go to the airlines. And I think that has changed some in the last couple of years, because flight schools are now seeing flight instructing as more a profession, and they're paying their instructors like they should and offering benefits.
Well, I remember, I hate to even say this, but I remember a time back when I was learning to fly when I was paying the flight school a fairly healthy chunk of change per hour to go fly. And I found out later that my flight instructor was sleeping on a couch in the lobby of the FBO after it closed at night. And I couldn't really reconcile those two realities. But I guess for a long time, flight instructors have been paid a very small portion of what the student actually pays the flight school.
Yes, that is correct, and that's because they could, because flight instructors would practically work for free. They just viewed it as kind of like an internship to the airlines.
Well, I know that the use of last year's students as this year's flight instructors has been mentioned as, you know, a problem at a number of levels within the aviation industry. And more recently, airlines are starting to realize that someone who has come through learning to fly in a Cessna 172 is not necessarily ready to be a candidate for a regional airline. And there's a big gap developing in between those two phases. Where do you see the industry going in that regard?
I see airlines are started talking more, especially at the regional level, about training the students themselves. And I think these flight schools that are able to offer the CRJ or the regional jet transition courses, I think that definitely helps as well. However, you still have those folks that are like, wow, there's a first officer up here in this airliner that only has 800 hours, or I think even the last couple of years have been hiring folks out of flight schools, like big name flight schools in Florida, I'll put it that way, with only 400 hours on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that there are some regionals flying with people in the right seat with 250 hours,
yes,
or
that's correct.
Taking them on at that point.
Yes.
Let me just clear up one more thing on your resume, and then I want to take a quick break and come back and talk to you more about the planes that you fly and sell.
Yes.
Did you go to work for Epps Aviation in Atlanta? Was your first introduction to them through what used to be the Columbia 350 and 400, or through Cessna?
Through the Columbias. I managed to get down to Atlanta and was covering sales there in Atlanta, or in Georgia and South Carolina. And then that's when the Columbia bankruptcy and all that happened, exactly this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of in a limbo state there for several months, didn't know what was going to happen, like everyone else. And then when Cessna definitely acquired them, the thing at the time that made the most sense was to join the local Cessna dealer there in Atlanta, and where I was living, that was Epps. And of course, they already had their sales folks in place, and really the only opportunity I had was to go to Alabama, which was a new territory for them, and work Alabama. Epps is a great company. Mr. Pat Epps has done a wonderful job there in aviation for the state of Georgia. However, was just looking for a little bit more opportunity than just Alabama, especially this year with the economy the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And another big deciding factor was all my family lives in Texas. I'm originally from Texas and felt like I was kind of at a crossroads and thought, hey, I think it might be time to move back to back home and be closer to my family, especially with my mom getting older. And the aircraft sales is a very small, tight-knit community, and I knew Premier and just started asking some questions and found out they were looking for a new salesperson here in Texas to represent Mooney, so it sounded like it would be a great fit. So a Texas girl back in Texas selling a Texas airplane.
All right, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. My guest today is Christy Cherry, who has recently joined Premier Aircraft Sales to handle Mooney sales in Texas. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to the special feature from Aero News.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages?
Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied?
Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Christy Cherry, who is now handling Mooney sales in Texas for Premier Aircraft Sales. And we're talking a little bit about her background and interesting background. Christy, why don't we see more cute blonde gals from Texas involved in fast aircraft?
I guess you just got to kind of look in the right places. I know there's not an awfully a lot of women out there in aircraft sales. However, I must say, Mooney, I think now I'm the third sales representative for Mooney now. Third female sales representative for Mooney now.
Oh.
I think they just hired a new girl in California, actually, to represent Mooney.
All right. Now Premier is a, you talk about opportunity. Premier has a much wider territory than just Alabama. They have operations that cover several states, mostly in the South. How much of a chunk of this business is just representing Mooney in Texas? Is that a substantial job, or does it leave you a lot of free time?
No, it's definitely a substantial job. It's a very important territory, especially with Mooney being right here based in Texas and the factory in Kerrville. So it's a very important state, and there's a lot of Texans out here that love Mooneys. Their grandfathers had them, their dads had them, so there's definitely a following, and that's one thing I'm discovering that I did not have with Columbia, since that was such a relatively new airplane, where the Mooney's been around for over 50 years, so it's definitely, there's a cult following and a devout fan base.
Oh, yeah, you can see that even just watching the people who hang around the displays at the various aviation events throughout the year that Mooney has a following. And Texas is a pretty big place if you have to travel on business, even interstate.
Yes.
Intrastate, I should say. It makes sense to fly and fly as quickly as possible. I guess I should ask you the embarrassing question. Which one is arguably the fastest piston single?
The Mooney Acclaim. It is.
Okay.
I know. It is.
Where does the industry go from here, and where do you go from here? Do you have any interest in getting involved in very light jets? Are many of your customers likely to be siphoned off into that market?
I think they will be. Premier represents Diamond and Mooney for, like you mentioned, here in the South, Southeast, from Texas to Florida up to Virginia, practically. So I think that's one thing, is that since Mooney does not have another offering, when somebody outgrows the Acclaim, is I have the opportunity to move them into the new Diamond D-Jet, very light jet.
Do you anticipate that Mooney might address that hole in the lineup at some point in the future?
I hope they've got some exciting things in the works. We've got the new CEO, so hopefully there's some good things to come out of it.
Do you think you're done moving around the country for a while?
Oh, never say never. I feel like I have moved once every 2 years here for the last 10 years. But no, hopefully I'll be able to stay home for a while.
Congratulations. It's lots of fun to talk to you. We will watch your career with interest, and go get them.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time today.
My guest has been Christy Cherry, who is the new sales rep for Mooney in Texas with Premier Aircraft Sales. You can find out more about the company at FlyPass.com. PAS as in Premier Aircraft Sales. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.